A welcome feature of the Prague metro system, its freedom from passenger turnstiles, is coming to the end of the line, it seems. The capital city transport authority says non-paying passengers are simply costing it too much and now wants to bring back the barriers, a former feature of the metro in the 1970s and early 1980s. Chris Johnson describes what's in store.
Prague's transport authority counts on reintroducing turnstiles to the capital's metro stations starting next year, with work completed on the barriers by 2012. The Back to the Future move is set to cost more than 2 billion crowns for the cash-strapped and highly subsidised authority. But it believes that the measure will quickly pay off by forcing free-riding Czechs and tourists to pay up. Transport company spokesman Andrei Pechiny outlines the problem.
It is generally said that there is some 10% of amount of people that are not paying in the system of public transportation. But from some case studies we have from foreign countries, for example, France, Moscow, for example, it is obvious that the amount of percentage is much bigger, so it means around 20-30%, for example.
But the idea has been given a mixed reception on the streets of Prague.
Já si myslím, že je to dobrý nápad, protože se nebude moc cestovat na.
I think it is a good idea because you won't be able to travel without paying. Nonetheless, it will have a negative effect on many people because a lot of people, how should I put it nicely, get round the system by traveling for free.
Myslím, že to bude zdržovat. Že to bude zdržovat cestující a v podstatě to nic neřeší.
I think it will just slow people down. It will impede travellers and it won't solve anything.
But such are the numbers of metro freeloaders that the transport company says the move should pay for itself within 4 or 5 years.
And thanks to Chris Johnson for that.